What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
The gregarious Art Rooney, too, there. If he wasn't the owner of a football team, maybe he could pursue a career as a comic. He's got a real sense of humor. I don't know why I'm taking shots at Art today. I'm just fed up with
how. You're cantankerous.
No, I'm not cranky. I'm just fed up with how he bent over here and let Aaron Rodgers boss him around and basically take control of the franchise and not put his foot down and not tell his coach, look, we don't need a fourth quarterback, especially one who doesn't seem like he's all that thrilled by the prospect of playing football for us this year. And just how, you know, Art was just so gung-ho at the owners' meetings, like gushing, and he sounded like he had asked out the hottest girl in school to go to go with him to prom, and she said maybe, and he was just giddy over it.
Would he have been from the era where he would have asked a girl to go steady?
And then, like, take her up to Lover's Lane?
Yeah.
Or for a malt or something like Art's that, probably.
I believe Art's in his early 70s. I think he'd have been a go steady kind of guy. Lover's Lane.
Yeah. Anyways, 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Pirates schedule breakdown. Are the Steelers a schedule winner or a loser, in your opinion?
I think they're a schedule loser. I think the back half of this schedule is not favorable to them. What was that Counting Crows song, A Long December Pony? You like that one?
Also Mr. Jones.
That was the big hit, but then A Long December, more of a dirge, a ballad,
I like that song.
I think it's a really good song.
Long December, and there's reason to believe maybe this year will be better than the last.
And then I don't really know what
it's
he really. Says
it's like Adam Duritz is here singing it to me when I hear you like that.
He does.
Can't remember all the times I tried to tell myself to hold on.
How did that
to these moments as they pass?
How did a guy with that voice
pull Jennifer Aniston?
How did he become a platinum?
No, he's got a good voice.
You think that voice is? I mean, we're exaggerating a little bit, but we're not that far off.
I mean, he's got a better singing voice than Bob Dylan.
Yeah, but Bob Dylan might be the greatest songwriter of all time.
He should have stuck with that instead of performing.
He got a Nobel Prize for.
Yeah, the story of the hurricane. The man who already came to blame for something that he never done.
Accidentally anyway. In Love is a good song.
Oh wow,
that's by the Counting Crows too.
Yes, that's why Charlie's bringing it up.
Well, I wasn't sure if he was bringing up Bob Dylan songs there.
I don't know if I can go three. Rain King, I think, is another Counting Crows song. Anyway, I say Long December. If we can make November 30th's game against Buffalo an honorary December game, because it's the last day of the month, so I'm just going to kind of shoehorn it in. Buffalo at home, not good. At Baltimore, not great. Miami should be a respite. You know my thoughts on the Dolphins. I'm down on them. You're not, which actually supports my point a little bit more, but we'll leave that one be. At Detroit, that is a really rough four-game stretch that I think you'd be lucky if you're the Steelers on paper to go 1-3 in. at Cleveland doesn't feel bad, and then early January, Baltimore at home, you figure that that's, I say, less than a coin flip right now as we see it. Rudolph versus Baltimore, that's the classic game where the Ravens might have a bunch of stuff sewn up and might not be playing for something. That is not a pretty schedule from November 30th on. And really, if you want to go further back, Pony, you started at the Chargers game in early-ish November. Then you've got Cincinnati at Chicago. I don't think the Bears are going to be anything special, but they should be improved with Ben Johnson there. I just, like last year, do not like the back half of their schedule one bit.
Yeah, it's not only that for me. It's also when their bye is. And Art took pains to blame the NFL for that, and he did not want to take credit for wanting rest coming out of the Dublin trip. He said that was an NFL decision to have it in Week 5. That means you're going to have to play football for 12 consecutive weeks from Week 6 to Week 18 with no rest in there, no break. You get a mini bye because you play a Thursday night game, but that's in Week 7, so that's not even breaking it up.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Later in the year. So
from October 16th until like basically early January, you have no time off after that, you know, or like I should say October 26th through early January. That's 10 weeks, basically. That's 10 weeks in real time.
And I think one of the biggest reasons why the Steelers fall apart, not every year, I think 4 out of 6 they've had, I think 3-game losing streaks or longer in December. Mm-hmm. I think most of it has to do with the fact that the schedule every year for them, for whatever reason, the NFL loads up and makes them a team that plays its easiest games in September and its hardest ones in December, and this year is no different. It puts an absolute must and premium on them starting their season off right, which gets back to what I said about Aaron Rodgers earlier. I think it's imperative that he hits the ground running here. And if he does sign, that he does everything he can in the offseason and in offseason training with the team to be set and ready to go. And not use September games as, oh, a feeling out party.
Or to get himself almost in playing shape.
Which, in Ben, you know, having known Ben and done shows with Ben, Ben would look at September, I won't say as an extension of the preseason, but if they went 2-2 or even 1-3 in the first 4 games, I know Ben, he would not look at that as the end of the world whatsoever.
I don't think that's excusable whether you know him or not. I think you treat the regular season like these games matter.
No,
they either matter or they don't.
And I think that, honestly, I think that mindset and attitude in some of those years where the talent wasn't really a big difference between the two teams, I think that was a separator between the Patriots and Steelers. Because the Patriots usually wouldn't do that.
Well, Brady would treat every game like he was a maniac.
Right, and I mean, he's the greatest quarterback of all
also,
time.
So also, Rodgers, by the way, you're talking about like because their back half of the schedule's loaded up is why they falter. Think about how old some of the best players in the Steelers this year are going to be. You don't think age factors in, too? You don't think Cam Hayward, T.J. Watt, if you have Rodgers, he's going to be 42 for most of that December crucible.
And all the Aaron Rodgers apologists say he got better as last year went on, but I have a hard time believing that's going to happen here, too. I mean, it is It is a gauntlet, man. And even their easy games, like at Cleveland in Week 17,
that's
lately,
usually never easy for them.
Lately,
Dorian Thompson Robinson beat them last year.
No, that was 2 years ago. Jameis beat him last
year. I'm sorry, yes. How could I forget? That was the game that got Matt Canada fired. Yes, Jameis beat him in the snow when he had never played a football game in temperatures under 40 degrees before. The two hardest non-divisional opponents they have. Like, the two primo opponents are Buffalo and Detroit on this schedule. Do you agree? The best teams other than, like, maybe Baltimore that they'll see. And maybe Cincy, depending on Burrow.
Yeah, Minnesota went 14-3 last year, but I largely look at them as a fluke.
Okay, so Buffalo and Detroit are in a four-week span, essentially in the last month of the season.
And Baltimore's
But I'm just saying, like, you kind of assume that you're going to have your division games spread out because there's six of them that they've got to fit in. It would be, like, I know they had them all in the back half last year, but that isn't happening this time around. You've got a handful of these games earlier on. Both Baltimore games are in the last month of the season. Like, that is clear. That still should be seen as the cream of the divisional crop, and you've got to deal with them twice. I think they're schedule losers.
So do I. I think it's a bad spot for Mike Tomlin, who right now is trying to beat the charges that his teams fall apart and go on free falls and slides late in the season.
Feels set up for that again.
I agree.
Feels very set up. Feels absolutely set up that, let's say they go, like, they beat the Jets. Let's say Rodgers is here. They beat the Jets and maybe Seattle. Then they get one of the next two. Let's say they go 3-1. I don't think they will. I think they'll go 2-2. You come out of that with a bye week and a soft landing home against Cleveland. Let's say you're 4-1 there in the most optimistic reading. Okay, you lose to Cincy, maybe even lose to Green Bay. You're 4-3. You get to Indy, you beat them at home, 5-3, Pony. And then, okay, here we go. We're set up. It's real easy to see them losing like 7 out of the next 8 games or something like that, 6 out of the next 8.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.